أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن تولوا فاعلم أنما يريد الله أن يصيبهم ببعض ذنوبهم وإن كثيرا من الناس لفاسقون. We are still dealing with these ayat where Allah Tabarak Ta'ala had prescribed the capital punishment for capital crimes. And in that, the Jews had changed the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and so did the Christians also. So, and when they tried to lure Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into giving a verdict according to their desires, and they tried and bribed Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, not with money or anything, but that they will accept Islam. But that also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the righteous guided Nabi by Allah Ta'ala, did not accept it. That it must be done sincerely and not by any other, by changing the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, now in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فِرْ أَذَرْ نَمَعْنِي. If they do not accept what your decision is, what your ruling is, and they turn away from what you have did, what you have prescribed for them and decided for them. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُمْ. تو جان لے کہ اللہ تعالی نے یہی چاہا کہ پہنچاوے ان کو بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ, کچھ سزا ان کے گناہوں کے. کہ اللہ تعالی wishes that they must be punished for some of their sins. The sins that they are committing, for some of those sins, Allah Ta'ala will punish them, in this world. According to Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Alayhi's tafsir, this is the sin of not following the deen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And today we have to think, in many things we do things contrary to Islam. For example, particularly, which is being discussed in our Hadith Kitab of Riyadh al-Saliheen, our wills that we make them according to our desires, and we get lawyers to draw up our will, whereas the Islamic will is already drawn up, and Allah Ta'ala gives great rewards to our Islamic organization. They have got ready printed wills, and all the instructions, everything is in there. But most of us, we prefer our own desire. And the will, our estate that we have to make must be according to Sharia. Another thing is, Allah Ta'ala protect us all, forgive us all. When we have some disputes in business, for example, or marriage matters, custody of children, etc., then we normally go to the courts and we have things sorted out there. Very few who will go to the muftis and get it sorted out by the muftis. And by the muftis also, that we accept what their ruling is, which is according to Sharia and the law of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, we all see where we think we will get more material benefit. So this is that guna which Allah Ta'ala is referring to, that we don't follow the teachings, and there are many more other things. At the time of Diwali, Christmas time, how many of us celebrate also in some way or the other, whether it is just firecrackers or whatever else, we do things what they do. So we have to have a complete Islamic way of life. And all our muamalat, our dealings, must be also sorted out Islamically. So Allah says that guna, when a person commits it, by some of their gunas, and according to the tafsir, that it refers to these gunas, then Allah punishes those people in this dunya already. The punishment of the Akhirat is, of course, much more severe. May Allah protect us from His punishment in this dunya also, and the punishment of the Akhirat, which is so severe. And that punishment is most horrendous. We cannot imagine it. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ لَفَاسِقُونَ. اور لوگوں میں بہت ہے نافرمان. اینڈ انفارچونیٹلی از اللہ تعالی دی فیکٹ آف دا میٹر از اللہ تعالی سیز دیٹ پلینٹی آف دا پیپل دے آر ڈس اوبیڈینٹ دیٹ از ان دس میٹرز دے ڈونٹ فالو دا شریعت ایز اٹ از سپوز ٹو بی فالوڈ اینڈ دے گیو پریفرنس ٹو دیئر کسٹمز ٹو دا لا آف دا لینڈ ایٹسٹرا اینڈ دے فالو اینڈ دے گو اکارڈنگ ٹو دیٹ. So that is a very serious matter, and it is being highlighted here in this ayat, in this part of the ayat, that we should in all our matters follow according to the Shariat rulings of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not go according to the law of the land or our own desires or our own thinking, etc. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all righteously. Forgive us for all our shortcomings and let us follow Shariat and Deen as it is supposed to be followed. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا مِنَ اللَّهِ